Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .org on the end of that, and you'll find her website. She is the author of a number of books on the topic of immigration, and she's the person we turn to when we need to learn more about, when we need to cut through all the noise and all the squabble and all the rhetoric and find out what's really going on. She helps us shuck down the truth about immigration. Tamar Jacoby, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jim.
Good to have you here. Okay, let's back up a little bit and bring us up to date. We start out with a Gang of Eight, right?
Yeah, and we started out with a Gang of Eight. Four Democrats, four Republicans.
Yep.
They started working the day after Election Day. They said to each other, "We got to get this immigration thing done."
Mm-hmm.
And let's be candid, right? This was a lot of the impetus here was Republicans saying, "We got to get this issue off the
table.
We're
in trouble. We got to quit. We got to figure out a way for the Democrats not to use immigration as a bludgeon against us."
With Latino voters,
yes.
With Latino voters, mm-hmm. Latino vote. You can argue. I mean, there are a lot of ways to cut it up and parse it, but you could argue that President Obama would not be in the White House if Mitt Romney had done a little bit better with Hispanics. We might be in the Romney administration.
Right.
So literally the day after the election, I think it was some mm-hmm. some of these senators reached out to each other, and they went in a back room. And you know, let's be candid about this, right? I mean, people say, "Oh, is this Republicans pandering?" I don't like to think of it that way. This is Republicans realizing that there's some voters and some constituents and some Americans out there
right.
that they need to take more seriously and listen to.
That's right.
And that is not necessarily pandering.
It's called politics.
In your room.
It's called politics.
Well, exactly.
And if you want to look at the way we should be looking at it, it's also called leadership.
Well, exactly. And you know, the point about immigration is Republicans are not going to suddenly be popular with immigrants because they do this with Democrats. Democrats are going to get most of the credit for this, unfortunately, no matter how it goes. But it's a way to take an issue off the table that's been getting in our way.
Mm-hmm.
Most Latinos, they're like every other voter. What they really care about is the economy and educating their
that's
kids.
Right.
That's really
right.
a big issue for them, and you know, things like that.
But they're not monolithic on immigration either.
But immigration has become a kind of a gateway
right.
issue, a threshold
right.
issue,
mm-hmm.
where they, when they hear Republicans say, you know, they keep coming or self deport
right.
or they say, wait a minute, does that guy like people like me?
Mm-hmm. They say amnesty and spit. You know, you can't do that. So all right,
yeah,
so from the Gang of Eight, we got the Corker Hoven bill, right?
So the Gang of Eight worked for a long time, 6 months. Finally, came up with a bill, a big bill that makes a lot of changes to the immigration system that really matter.
Did you like that bill?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a loose baggy monster in some ways. You know, it's too big and it's got a lot of junk in it. But the core of it are all the right ideas. And so it's not perfect. You know, nobody would expect legislation to be perfect. And it is a little bit of a loose baggy monster. It's a little bit too big
mm-hmm.
and it's got some junk in it.
Okay.
But it is all the bright ideas. It's all the important right ideas. And
right.
and the big idea is let's exchange border security for some answer for these 11 million, and the 11 million people here unauthorized, and this is really the biggest idea in it, let's revamp the system so that in the future we're going to get the people America wants and not just the people who happen to be coming here or people who happen to be relatives.
Right.
So they actually dial down, they don't get rid of, but they dial back the role that family plays in deciding who comes to America, and they dial up our decision about it, who should work here.
Who can help America more so than who can help that family?
Exactly. Who can make America stronger and more competitive?
Mm-hmm.
Like all those PhD scientists, the next guy is going to invent the next Pentium chip.
Right.
So they came up
with a bill. And how did Corker-Hovind come in?
Well, Corker-Hovind got in because this idea of the border security, this deal where you were going to have enforcement on the border be a trigger is the word that they've been using.
Is Corker-Hovind, now folks, Corker-Hovind, that's a bipartisan bill. Corker's a Democrat from Tennessee.
No, they're both Republicans.
Or Hovind is a Republican. Okay, I'm sorry. So this is an alternative. This is a competing bill to the Gang of Eight, right?
No, but it doesn't really. It's really an amendment. It's really a 20-page amendment. It's a 20-page amendment that strengthens the border security piece.
All right.
Most of the Gang of Eight bill, the Gang of Eight still get like 99.9% of the credit.
Mm-hmm.
Corker-Hovind's a 20-page amendment. It had to be longer because of the way the Senate works. It had to be 1,000 pages.
Right.
But it's really this all the same stuff left over from the Gang of Eight with tougher border security.
Right.
And it's a little crazy, right? So the idea here, it's true that the idea, let me go back to the main idea, is that we don't want these 11, Republicans, rightly so, have been saying, 25 years ago, we gave you amnesty, and you said you were going to give us security and border control and enforcement, but that security never kicked in. So we gave you the amnesty, and we didn't get control.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans are saying, this time, we're not going to, you know, shame on you the first
right.
time, but second time, shame on me. This time, we need to get that border security at the same time, if not before, we give you this amnesty.
And is that what is in the Senate bill now?
That's what supposedly was in the Senate bill the first time, and Corker-Hovind said that's not tough enough. It's
right.
not really
so,
triggered.
So now what has the Senate done right now?
So right now they're going to vote to pass the whole darn thing. They're going to they've been at, you know,
when are they going to vote?
There's going to be one vote today and one vote tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And they're going to vote on the Gang of Eight bill with the Corker-Hovind amendment.
With the Corker-Hovind amendment. Exactly.
Will make a lot. It's making some people. It's making everybody happy and everybody unhappy at the same time, isn't it?
Well, sort of. Yeah. I mean.
Isn't that the definition of a perfect bill?
it gores
everybody's ox a little bit. I call it a bipartisan bill with bipartisan bickering.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
All right, stand by. We're going to come back and see where this thing's going. What are the chances of it happening? And if it does happen, will it be a quality effort? Or will it be just another thing they threw up against the wall and create more problems than it solves? 20 after, right back with Tamar Jacoby, immigrationworksusa.org. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.